We're all susceptible to falling into an immoral sin. Every single one of us here, okay? Take heed, watch out. Don't ever, ever think that you are on some level that that will never happen to me. Got it? With this in mind, and when he, Jesus, was at the place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. So again, if we could go to Jesus and look at him face to face, say, well, I really struggle with temptation. What can I do? He would say, maybe Luke 22:40. Try it. Pray that you enter not into temptation. And when I say pray, I don't mean just give some kind of robotic verbiage that you've used in your prayers. Your kids can lip sync to some of your prayers, guys. Come on. Whether it be for a meal or we say the same thing. When you pray, talk to God, okay? And what I want to share with you are three concepts, and then we're going to do some of this praying today. Morning prayer for purity. I encourage teens, so I'm going to encourage you old teens. You need to have a good morning prayer to the Lord before you even get out of bed. Good morning, Lord. Oh, got a big day. I need you. Lord, I need you. I need you. I cannot make it through the day without you. I need you for wisdom. I need you for purity. I need you for strength, Lord. I need you. And you focus on the grace of God. Remember, a good definition of grace is Philippians 2. It is God that works in you. God works in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, that which pleases him. That is his grace, that divine enablement to help us do what he wants us to do. So your focus is, Lord, I need you. In the morning, rising up a great while before day, Jesus went out and departed to a solitary place and prayed. This is an example set for us. This is Jesus, the Son of God, needing to talk to his Heavenly Father. He did this. I'm a very, very busy man. If I don't spend time with God before I go to camp in the morning, I won't. Because we have services and I don't get home till like 11. If I don't get up early in the morning and spend time with God, I won't. It's just a fact. And many of us, if some of you have jobs that you can pull it off at night, okay, good. But for me, I'm telling you, I need to follow this example of Jesus. How this was prayed by David, search me, O God, and know my heart, what I really love. Try and test me and even know my thoughts. Lord, see if there's any wicked way in me and show me. Reveal it to me. Show me how wicked I really am. And don't be afraid of that, because remember Luke 7, that woman that was weeping because she struggled with whether she was forgiven? He who is forgiven much, what does it say? Loves much. You want to increase your love for God? Get to know God, number one. Number two, realize how wicked you really are. All the way deep within, you think, wow, God, you still love me. It increases your love for God, okay? Lord, would you please order my steps? This word literally means put in an orderly fashion in front of me. Lord, you order my steps according to your word. And don't let any sin, any iniquity dominate my life or have dominion over me. Lord, today, please order every step. I don't even want to be tempted. Keep me away from that, Lord. I'm tired. I got a lot of stress. I'm afraid I'm going to say something to my wife I shouldn't say. I need you. Help me, Lord. Order my steps. And please let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Please, Lord. These are just four passages that we can pray. So right now, I just want you to have one friend. And I want you to pray this prayer for your friend. Okay? So I'd love for you to be in the habit of praying through these verses for yourself. If you need to pull out your Bible, if you need to just remember them or you haven't memorized, that is fine. But I'm going to give you about 2 minutes here. We've got some music playing in the background. And I want us to just say, Lord, I'd love to be in the habit of starting my day praying through a passage like one of these four, okay? So find your partner right now, and then the next one we'll do in groups of three. But find a prayer partner, and let's pray. Thank you for the privilege to pray. And thank you for each one of these men who are willing to give up a Friday and a Saturday morning just to dig into your word and learn some wonderful principles that we can apply to help us live pure in an impure world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. There's another aspect of learning how to pray in regards to purity, and that's prayer partners. Every day, pray for the protection of those that you love. I get asked a lot, what do I do with my son, and how do I help him when he gets into this stage? And it's not just sons, it's daughters too. I hope you're really praying. I don't just mean, Lord, bless him today. I mean talking to God. As we all know, prayer, the discipline of prayer, is probably one of the greatest disciplines that we'll ever struggle with. Our minds get distracted. We get too busy, or we fall asleep, or we go through our list of what we need to do. That's why I've found that praying through Scripture really, really helps with this, okay? Focusing on the power of God is, Lord, I trust you. I like to pray, as Philippians 4 explains, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. What's the next word? With. That with is an interesting word, because it actually means in the midst of. So while I'm in the midst of thanking God, I let my requests be made known to God. I've encouraged the staff in New England, say, let's not ask God for money at all. Sometimes Dick Reed gets mad at me. I said, no, let's not ask for money. Let's do this. Let's thank God ahead of time for supplying what we need when we need it. It is a wonderful way to pray. Because if I said, Lord, would you please send whatever we need for this, then I have that big question mark, that doubt, will he? Lord, thank you so much. I know you're going to supply everything we need when we need it. And if you don't supply the money, I'm not going to do it. Do you know how to pray? How I pray for the salvation of my three grandkids? I thank God ahead of time. My Bible says he is not willing that any should perish. Okay, so I'm praying according to his will. My wife agrees with me, so there's at least two together. Lord, thank you. I don't know how old they'll be. I don't know when it will be, but thank you ahead of time for saving Hudson and Anya and Sebi so we get to enjoy your presence forever. That's how I pray. Because I know God is powerful enough to do it. And then I don't have to be questioning whether it's God's will or my will or whose will. I can just trust the Lord. So in trusting the Lord, you trust the Lord with your kids. But that's sometimes hard. Lord, do whatever it takes to help them trust you. And it could be an accident or cancer. Yeah. My daughter struggles with seizures. And I prayed, Lord, take him away. And then it hit me. Maybe God wants Anna to have seizures so she trusts him more. Okay? I want what's best. You guys, we can talk about all the physical problems we have. Isn't it amazing how when we have a physical problem, we pray more? Lord, give me just enough. Not too much where I forget about you. Not too little where I forsake you and try to manipulate and do it my own way. Give me just enough. That's a Proverbs 30 principle, okay? But here's some of the passages. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you might be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. You go, Rand, I'm not righteous. I remember reading this. This is just last year. I'm thinking, oh, stink. Lord, I'm such a bum. My prayers don't avail. Oh, wait. When you forgave me, you credited the righteousness of Jesus to my account. I'm good. I can pray with confidence because in Christ I'm righteous. Okay? And don't forget that simple truth. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Not that I just would sin against you because I'm not praying, but I sin against God. And I'll teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart and consider how great things he has done for you. Here's my short prayer for my adult children, 38 and 35, every day. It's from Colossians 1. And it's very simplified because if you study that prayer, it's one of the longest sentences, one run-on sentence, on and on and on. It's basically, Lord, keep my kids in your will today. Keep them in your word today. And do something in their lives to make them thankful for their salvation. That's what I pray every single day for my wife and my adult kids. Because if we get in the habit every day of saying, thank you, Lord, for saving me, oh, it makes a difference in our day. For this cause also, since we day we heard, do not cease to pray for you, desire that you might be filled with knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering, joyfulness. You pray this one for your kids every day and trust God to do this in their lives? Wow. That's pretty amazing. Because two are better than one. They have a good reward for their labor. If the one fall, you always have dad praying for you to help lift you up. Woe to him that doesn't have a dad that wants to pray for his son. Woe to him that doesn't have a friend to pray for his friend. Woe to him, to her, that has a husband that won't pray for her in her transitions of life and her struggles. Woe. Because they're all alone. You see the privilege we have to be a true friend. So these are the passages. I want you to be in a group of three, and as quickly, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but each of you take one of these verses, just pick one, and pray it for the person on your right. Got it? Be in a group of three, and pray it for the person on your right. Only three of the passages will be prayed. Ecclesiastes 4, is just a concept that fortifies these others. Okay? Let's pray. Father, thank you again that we can pray for each other. Because we trust you, and we know that you're a powerful God. We thank you that we have a God like you, an unchanging God, that we can trust, that we can pour our lives into, we can rest on. Thank you for being such a wonderful God, as we do pray in the name of Jesus. The last thing I want to share is this evening prayer for purity. If we wake up every morning focusing on the grace of God, Lord, I need you. He often mentions when we pray, we enter into his gates with what? And into his courts with, yes. There's power in thankful heart. When you pray with thanksgiving, it erases most of the covetousness because you're so thankful for everything you do have, you don't even want to bring up the stuff that you don't have. So every night, when you lay down, put your head in your pillow, just thank God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for your protection today. Love you. I really, really do. I've inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, empty thoughts, worthless thoughts. But thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to thy word, that I might live. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. And when you're laying in bed at night and you've memorized some of these passages and you just thank, Lord, that you were able to hide in him, even though there's a lot of temptations and prickly people coming your way, he gave you great victory. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my many enemies. And remember, sin is your enemy. Satan's your enemy, and he wants you sin to pull you away from God. And God can say, so God, you're worthy to be praised. You kept me. Lord, we made it through today. I didn't get angry one time. Thank you. Lord, I know twice I really struggled with that worry and I was fretting and then you convicted me. Thank you. Just go to bed thanking God. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. And just like you've done all day today, let not my enemies triumph over me. Thank you, dear Father, for your protection. An evening prayer for purity. It's a thanksgiving prayer. It's, Lord, I do love you. So let's take a few minutes and pray with your friends on this. Okay, guys, look this way. Again, I hate to stop anybody from praying, okay? We spend time kind of getting scared Friday night. There are consequences. You can choose your sin, but you cannot choose the consequence of your sin. And there's a dark side of the internet that seems to be like the number one place that normally pull us down in this area of the battle of the mind, okay? And that is a warning. It's a prophetic warning that there are consequences to wicked choices. But then we see how the Word of God is so powerful in transforming the way we think. Renew your mind with the Word of God. You put off the old man, but then you renew your mind. You make your mind brand new again. And this new mind is founded on the Word of God. It's exemplified through Jesus Christ. We change into His image and so forth. And then God, it's not technically a passive thing, but as you're renewing your mind, you'll start to see this new man with righteousness and true holiness. Just, you're even amazed at your own growth, okay? So all these are a help when it comes to trying to be pure in an impure world. But I want to close with another very short principle. It's Christmas, and we're all going to probably sing Joy to the World, the Lord is come. Now, technically, that song is about the Lord's second coming, if you study it closely. But Jesus came to this earth. Why did he invade this world? To die. He was born to die. He paid redemption's price. He made a way that I love what is it Colossians says, that he might bring us to God. If you have never trusted Christ as your personal Savior, if you're just a good religious, Christianized being, then you're not going to win in this. You need the Holy Spirit of God. If you are not sure that you know Christ and you're trusting Christ and Christ alone, please talk to your pastors, talk to your friend. You can't do this in your own strength. It's not even natural. The natural man doesn't even desire to be pure, okay? And so you really must, I trust that you know Christ. But then there's a concept, not just of his first coming to pay redemption that he died for us, but his second coming. I love hearing about all these crazy theories. I really do. Because I'm ready for the Lord to come. You say, but you shouldn't set dates because no man knoweth the hour or day, because then if you set a date, the Lord's not going to come that day because you set a date. Well, maybe he's going to come because I set a date and he knows he won't set a date, and so therefore he would not come if he did come. But he's going to come because I set a date thinking I wouldn't come. It makes sense, doesn't it? I actually heard of two brand new rapture theories. They're really cool. And right now my pastor friends are freaking out. The first one is called the selfish rapture theory. Lord, come quickly, because I have bills to pay and pains to bear, relationships to fix. I don't like my life. I don't like the stress. I don't like the pressure. Come, come, rescue me. That's called the selfish rapture theory. There is an unselfish rapture theory. Lord, if you come today, I will never, ever have another opportunity to share your gospel and what you did for me with my friends. Okay? But if you truly believe in the imminent, soon return of the Lord, in the twinkling of an eye. I told my wife as we got on the plane, I said, she's scared to fly. I said, hon, what if the Lord comes while we're in the air? I'll be scared. I said, no, we're partway there. I said, everybody else will come in a twinkling. We'll be there in a twink. It's really a good thing, okay? I've spent this year in the book of 1 John. I'm not a pastor, so I get to spend a whole year in one book. And I love that. I really do. And I just was in 1 John 3. And when you're really just confident and eager of the Lord's return, it purifies you. How do you want? What do you want to be doing when the Lord returns? Do you know the devastation of being involved in watching things you shouldn't watch and your wife or son or daughter catches you? Could you imagine if that was your last thing to do on earth? Knowing that those kinds of thoughts make the Lord repent that he ever made man and grieved him in his heart? What's the first thing you're going to say to your Lord? Wow. So true belief in the Lord's return, that we're ready, we're eager, we can't wait. That's a good motivation, guys, it really is. It's a biblical motivation to be pure as he is pure. This book will help you to live a pure life in an impure world It really, really will. But don't just take these 2 days as, oh, we had a nice seminar and interesting stuff. Please don't do that. Let it change the way you think. Let it change the way you live. And would you please be 1 Timothy 2, guys? Take the things that you have been given to others who can give to others. And let's encourage those we love and those in our churches to live a pure life, okay? Pastor, I'm going to let you come and close in prayer if you would.
Chris Lynch will make his way up here as well, but let's pray as we thank God for the equipment he has provided for us through his word and commit ourselves then as well to putting it into practice. That's his plan. Father, we are grateful that it is your word that has been the focus of our attention in these sessions, because we can take your word with us. Rand will need to go home. He has delivered your word, though. So, Father, we pray that with your word in hand, that you would help us to also place it in our hearts. We ask for your grace, Father, then to practice righteousness, purity, and love for our God. We look to you, Father, to make a difference. May these sessions be a turning point to encourage, challenge, and enable each one of us to walk more closely with God, with our Savior. To follow the leadership of your Spirit as he strives to direct our thoughts, our words, and our actions each day. We are thankful, Father, for what you have done, what you're going to do, and we commit ourselves to you to this end, for Jesus' sake. Amen.